The Pale Thin God by Mike Resnick. He stood quietly before us, the pale thin god who had invaded our land, and waited to hear the charges. The first of us to speak was Mulungu, the god of the Yao people.
There was a time, many eons ago, when I lived happily upon the earth with my animals. But then men appeared. They made fire and set the land ablaze. They found my animals and began killing them. They devised weapons and went to war with each other. I could not tolerate such behavior. So I had a spider spin a thread up to heaven, and I ascended it, never to return. And yet you have sacrificed yourself for these very same creatures.
Mulungu pointed a long forefinger at the pale thin god.
I accuse you of the crime of love.
Then Mulungu sat down, and immediately Nyambi, the god of the Koko people, arose.
I once lived among men, and there was no such thing as death in the world because I had given them a magic tree. When men grew old and wrinkled, they went and lived under the tree for 9 days, and it made them young again. But as the years went by, men began taking me for granted and stopped worshipping me and making sacrifices to me. So I uprooted my tree and carried it up to heaven with me, and without its magic, men finally began to die.
Nyambi stared balefully at the pale thin god.
And now you have taught men that they can triumph over the death? I charge you with the crime of life.
Next, Ogun, the god of the Yorba people, stepped forward.
When the gods lived on earth, they found their way barred by impenetrable thorn bushes. I created a panga and cleared the way for them. And this panga I turned over to men, who use it not only for breaking trails, but for the glory of war. And yet you, who claim to be a god, tell your worshippers to disdain weapons and never to raise a hand in anger. I accuse you of the crime of peace.
As Ogun sat down, Maluku, god of the Zambezi, arose.
I made the earth. I dug 2 holes, and from one came a man, and from the other a woman. I gave them land and tools and seeds and clay pots and told them to plant the seeds, to build a house and to cook their food in the pots. But the man and woman ate the raw seeds, broke the pots and left the tools by the side of the trail. Therefore I summoned 2 monkeys and made the same gifts to them. The 2 monkeys dug the earth, built a house, harvested their grain and cooked it in their pots. So I cut off the monkeys' tails and stuck them on the 2 men, decreeing that from that day forth they would be monkeys and the monkeys would be men.
Maluku pointed at the pale thin god.
And yet, far from punishing men, you forgive them their mistakes? I charge you with the crime of compassion.
Enke, the god of the Maasai, spoke next.
I created the first warrior, Le'el, and gave him a magic chant to recite over the dead children that would bring them back to life and make them immortal. But Le'eo did not utter the chant until his own son had died. I told him that it was too late, that the chant would no longer work, and that because of his selfishness, death will always have power over men. He begged me to relent, but because I am a god, and a god cannot be wrong, I did not do so.
Enke paused for a moment, then stared coldly at the pale thin god.
You would allow men to live again, even if only in heaven. I accuse you of the crime of mercy.
Finally, Huvene, god of the Basutu people, arose.
I too lived among men in eon past, but their pettiness offended me. And so I hammered pegs into the sky and climbed up to heaven, where men would never see me again. And now, belatedly, you have come to our land, and you teach that men may ascend to heaven, that they may even sit at your right hand. I charge you with the crime of hope.
The 6 fearsome gods turned to Anubis, who was presiding over the accusations.
We have spoken. It is your turn now, Anubis. Of what crime do you charge him?
I do not make accusations, only judgments.
And how do you judge him?
I will hear him speak, and then I will tell you.
Anubis turned to the pale, thin god.
you have been accused of the crimes of peace, life, mercy, compassion, love, and hope. What have you to say in your defense?
The pale thing god turned to look at his accusers.
I have been accused of peace, and yet more holy wars have been fought in my name than in the names of all other gods combined. The earth has turned red with the blood of those who died for my peace. I have been accused of life, yet in my name the Spaniards have baptized Aztec infants and dashed out their brains against rocks so that they might ascend to heaven without living to become warriors. I have been accused of mercy, but the Inquisition was held in my name, and the number of men who were tortured to death is beyond calculation. I have been accused of compassion, yet not a single man who worships me has ever lived a life without pain, without fear, and without misery. I have been accused of love, yet I have not ended suffering, or disease, or death. And he who lives the most blameless and saintly life will be visited by all of my grim horsemen, just as surely as he who rejects me. Finally, I have been accused of hope.
As he spoke, the stigmata on the hands of the pale thin god and his feet and neck began to glow a brilliant red.
And yet since I have come to your land, I have brought famine to the north, genocide to the west, drought to the south, and disease to the east. And everywhere where there was hope, there is only poverty and ignorance and war and death. So it has been wherever I have gone, so shall it always be. Thus do I answer your charges.
Then the six great and terrible deities turned to Anubis and asked him to render judgment. But Anubis had already dropped to his knees before the greatest god of them all. You've been listening to a sci-fi production of The Pale Thin God by Mike Resnick. The part of the narrator was played by Jason Rennie. The part of Malungu was played by Joanna Druitt. The part of Niambi was played by Davina Hughes. The part of Ogun was played by Hayley Stewart. The part of Maluku was played by Michelle Norberry. The part of NK was played by Joanna Druitt. The part of Havani was played by Colin Druitt. The part of Anubis was played by Terry Rennie. And the part of the Pale Thin God was played by Colin Druitt. This recording is copyright The Sci-Fi Show 2007 and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License 3.0. For more information, check out thescifishow.com, and that's Phi with a PH. Thanks for listening.